Our crisis councils have been drawing inspiration from a biblical story in 2 Chronicles 20, which describes a time of crisis in the mid-9th century BC Judah, during which the king and all the people turned to God in prayer, not knowing what would unfold, but trusting in God for guidance and help. The story continues in verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jehiel, son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the middle of the assembly. There are a number of places where the Old Testament reports that the Spirit of the Lord came upon a certain individual. The statement means that God was deeply present with that person, guiding and empowering a person for a particular task. Later, the prophet Joel would declare that the day was coming when God would pour out his Spirit on all people. That day came on Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, guiding and empowering them to carry forth the gospel. This means that we can look for the Holy Spirit to guide and empower us. God is with us in the midst of the current crisis. But how can we be receptive to the Holy Spirit in our own lives? Today's verse gives us helpful counsel when it speaks of Jehaziel. Jehaziel is identified as one of the sons of Asaph. This is the name of a guild of musicians in the ancient temple of Jerusalem. He was like a choir member or instrumentalist or music leader in our church today. In other words, he was a regular participant in worship. It is as we gather in worship, just as Jehaziel and many others were gathered in the temple, that we become especially receptive to the working of the Holy Spirit. Of course, it is hard to gather when there is a stay-at-home order. Yet, as noted in yesterday's crisis councils, we are gathering virtually as a church as we join in online worship. We even have modern-day Jehaziels, our musicians, leading in worship. But in fact, all of us now can be like Jehaziel, people upon whom God's Spirit comes, as we open our hearts to God's presence with us to guide and empower us for these days. Let us pray. Send, O Lord, your Holy Spirit upon us to enable us to live as people of faith.